This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Governor Evers' 400-year school funding increase. Evers used his line-item veto to make changes that give Wisconsin schools a per-pupil funding boost for the next four centuries. Wisconsin governors have sweeping veto powers, but the courts have put limits on striking single words or letters. Donald Trump campaigns for president in Racine today. It's his first Wisconsin stop since calling Milwaukee a horrible city last week. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson spoke with reporters shortly after that.
I find it kind of perplexing. I find it kind of strange that he would insult the largest city in Wisconsin because he's running for president.
Congressman Scott Fitzgerald tells WISN-TV's Upfront that Trump was only complaining about the last election.
That's where the comment came from, that Milwaukee is just terrible. What he was talking about was the elections in Milwaukee. They're concerned about them.
Trump has repeated lies that the 2020 election was stolen from him. Court records say efforts to resolve the American Civil Liberties Union lawsuit against Milwaukee over its plans for protests during the Republican National Convention fell apart in mediation yesterday. The ACLU wants the city's extraordinary event ordinance for the RNC declared unconstitutional. The convention in Milwaukee starts in about a month. Governor Evers is moving ahead with plans for an independent audit of Milwaukee public schools. Bidders have until Monday to respond. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee School Board president says the district is committed to fixing the district's financial problems. A man who brought guns to the state capitol twice last fall will spend a month in jail. Joshua Plesnick brought a handgun to the governor's office in October. He was arrested, posted bail, and came back with an assault rifle after the Capitol building was closed. Plesnick was sentenced last week. Small family farms want more help from Washington for conservation programs. Barb Kalbaugh runs a small farm in Iowa. She says large factory farms currently benefit from a double standard.
Industrial scale factory farms, even though they're industrial scale, they do not have to go by industrial standards. They go by ag standards. And that's why we have the problem with pollution that we have. That should be addressed in the farm bill.
Large farm operators maintain they're always looking for cleaner, safer ways to do business. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. World Elder Abuse Awareness Day happened this week. U.S. Attorney Timothy M. O'Shea joined with the Justice Department to condemn elder abuse. Each year, millions of seniors fall victim to some type of financial fraud or confidence scheme. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is contacted daily about scams targeting seniors. They urge business owners to educate their workforce about signs of elder abuse and report any suspected mistreatment. Employees in banking, real estate, home health care, home repair, and beauty salons can help by watching for signs of abuse. You can visit BBB.org for more information. The Central Wisconsin High School Trap Team Booster Club is hosting a Brat Fry June 21st through the 23rd. Help them get to the Clay Target League Nationals in Michigan. Buy brats from 10 to 5 at 998 Ranger Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Camping is a great escape from the daily grind. It allows you to connect with nature and enjoy the benefits of being outdoors. Rachel Lasko is an MD and a Spirus General Surgeon.
A lot of us work in computer-based environments where we're looking at a screen all day long, and camping gets you away from that, out in nature, enjoying the beauty of the earth, and it really can change your mental attitude and help you physically as far as getting some exercise.
She said it's important to be prepared. Keep an eye on the weather, dress appropriately, stay hydrated, follow food safety guidelines, check for ticks, be careful around the campfire, and be sure to wash your hands. Don't forget your medications so you don't have a medical emergency in the woods.
Other things that can be important in case something like that does happen is making sure you have your doctor's information, a phone number for your doctor's office, and then maybe even your health insurance information with you in case something comes up.
Members of President Biden's cabinet toured Mid-State's Healthcare Simulation Center last week. The U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services, Javier Becerra, and White House Domestic Policy Advisor, Neera Tanden, visited on June 13th. They touted the partnership behind the innovative training facility as a much-needed model for the country to expand rural access to healthcare. In a press release from Midstate, Becerra said, "This is the kind of model that is clearly working and going to be producing really skilled professionals who will make good money, but will hopefully help communities that need these professionals." Tandon said the new training model will help students afford the schooling needed to enter the workforce. Tandon also indicated that this is the kind of innovation needed across the country. Midstate President Dr. Shelley Mondek said the visit shows they are doing something right and making a real difference in the lives of students and everyone across our communities. Small business owners should train their employees to spot scams, according to the BBB. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says well-trained employees are a key defense against scams. Being able to recognize social engineering attacks, spot fraudulent emails, identify fake websites, and maintain safe password practices will help keep businesses safe. You can visit bbb.org for more tips on spotting scams. It's Pollinator Week. Pollinators take pollen from flower to flower, which helps plants grow. Wisconsin is home to 400 different types of pollinators, including rare and endangered butterflies, hummingbirds, and 20 species of bumblebee. To support them, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages people to grow native plants like milkweed, coneflower, and bee balm. Providing water and shelter and not using pesticides or herbicides can help them too. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers released their training camp schedule. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have released their training camp schedule with 13 practices open to the public. Training camp begins Monday, July 22nd. I asked Jordan Love what he plans to do this summer as he heads back home to California.
Yeah, just keep working. I'm outside of here and getting back with my personal quarterback coach I work with and just continuing to focus on the little details and things I want to keep working on. And, you know, each guy has their own preference and whatnot. But, I mean, I've been with my quarterback coach since sophomore year of high school. So definitely someone I'm comfortable with and the details and footwork and things like that I need to work on. So it's good work away from here.
Baseball, the Brewers' West Coast trip is underway with games in L.A. and San Diego. About a dozen players are from there. Shortstop Willie Adames.
Yeah. A lot of guys are really excited to go back to their, you know, roots and, you know, see some family, some friends, and they're probably going to have a lot of fans. We're probably going to have to give them the tickets because they probably have so many guys there.
Last night, the Crew losing to the Angels 5-3. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jordan Peele tweeted that his next movie will not be released until October of 2026. The original release date was scheduled for December of 2024. The delay was caused in part by the writers and actors strike last year. There is not much else to report as Peele and the studio are keeping everything on the QT. The project is currently titled Untitled Fourth Film Directed by Jordan Peele, No Lie, and will be distributed by Universal. It seems Ben Affleck is only interested in marrying and divorcing women named Jennifer. TMZ reports Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are headed for divorce as Ben spent Father's Day with Jennifer Garner, his ex-wife. To help make sense of his breakup and help Americans deal with the trauma, TMZ is putting out a new documentary on Hulu called J-Lo and Ben, Missed Warning Signs. Oh, please make it a miniseries. TMZ is employing the help of Oprah Has-Been's Dr. Phil and Dr. Drew to inform us why the relationship didn't work, but most of all, why we should care. The Tom Brady roast just continues to create collateral damage. In addition to not being funny, the event made many people sad and put Brady's ex-wife Gisele Bündchen's new relationship with her jiu-jitsu instructor, Joaquin Valente, in jeopardy. Insiders say the roast caused her and her boyfriend relationship stress. In a related story, Gisele Bündchen is dating a guy who teaches jiu-jitsu. Are you wondering where Armie Hammer has been? Me neither. But in case you were, Hammer took an industry-imposed leave of absence, taking the hint after being dropped by his representatives and from many projects after a string of women and past girlfriends accused the actor/trust fund kid of assault, sexual misconduct, and cannibalistic desires. Hammer did admit he's been seeking help and treatment and says he got so much hate from people everywhere he would go, he felt bad for his kids. In his defense, he denied the cannibalism accusations, saying they made him laugh so hard he almost choked to death on a clavicle. It appears that the summer box office is back thanks to the last two weekends. Last week, Bad Boys Ride or Die smoked at the U.S. box office with $56 million. This past weekend, Inside Out 2 almost tripled that and broke records. The animated sequel brought in $155 million in the U.S. alone, smashing expectations and making it the second highest grossing animated film in movie history. Inside Out 2 added another $140 million from only 38 markets overseas, bringing its global total to $295 million in just 4 days. This is the largest opening weekend for a film since Barbie. Bad Boys Ride or Die showed some staying power with $33 million domestically and sits currently at $215 million worldwide. Other big summer openings right around the corner are A Quiet Place Day 1, June 28th, Despicable Me 4, July 3rd, and Deadpool and Wolverine on July 26th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, upper 80s, south winds gust to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and storms are likely, heavy rainfall possible with any thunderstorm, a low around 68. Showers may be a storm on Wednesday, a high near 77. Thursday, a storm in 76.
It's 76 at our studios.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.